Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm joined today by my granddaughter, Hannah, who is in her second year at Rhema Bible Training Center. And we're talking because this is the beginning of the year. We have a certain amount of time left in our flesh, in my body. And in your body is where you can gain rewards when you're on the earth in your body, and that's where you have authority. Well, I am 72 years old, and I learned when I was a girl in my late, young mother in my late 20s, I came under the ministry of Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Eventually, I became his editor. One of the books that I edited for him, I think that changed my life so much, is How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. There is one way for you, whoever you are listening, there is one way for you to be sure, and tomorrow we'll get that scripture for you, the rest of your time in the flesh, to be sure that you are living the rest of your time in the flesh for Him. There's one way, and one way alone, and that is that you are led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to His disciples, "It's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, cannot come." And He said what the Holy Spirit would do when He came. And what He would do for them, one of the ones that I really love, is He will guide you. Jesus said, "It's better for you that I go," John chapter 14, verse 16. "I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter, Paraclete, that He may abide with you forever." Paraclete, that word in the Greek means one called alongside to help you. A Fuller, the Amplified, translates it, "Comforter, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby." This is one definition I found of it too. Paraclete, one who is called to the aid of another, primarily as an advocate in a court of law, but more widely as a helper in any form whatsoever. McLaren says of Him, "A comforter who makes strong by His presence, advocating, helping, guiding, instructing." His presence is in you now. Jesus shed His blood to cleanse you so that the Holy Spirit can come in you. And oh, how I do love this one, John 16, 13. "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself." What does that tell us? He speaks. He speaks, He speaks, He speaks. If He speaks, then we can hear. So He speaks, and whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. In the council rooms of heaven, He hears the Father and the Son talking over God's plan for your life. And then He tells it to you on the inside of you, and He will show you things to come. So Hannah has been explaining how when she was 17 years old, and you can imagine she was an outstanding and is an outstanding basketball player. She the last three games I saw her play, she hit six three-pointers. Those are the outside shots. She had six of them in the last three games. That is amazing. She's one of the top scorers in the USCAA. She don't like me to talk about this, but that's just close your ears, Hannah. And I'm saying this to give glory to God, because He guided you and you heard Him and you went to Rhema. And we watched something happen with Rhema last year. They only had like six girls out for basketball, and they won the national championships with four on the floor. It was a miracle of God. And I tell you, they also are anointed. And they say this, "We are anointed to play basketball." And I believe that part of it is for Rhema Bible Training Center, their program, and for the glory of God the Father. That's a wonderful school. And God might be talking to some of you right now about your grandchildren. Maybe they play basketball. They've got a good program there. They've got golf and they've got other things. But mainly, what do they have there that you really, really like, Hannah? Banana Fro? That's my little name for her. Go ahead. What do you really like there at Rhema? What is it about Rhema that you really, really like?
Well.
Your classes.
Oh, yes. Just the spirit of faith there. And just to see the Brother Hagin, how he
Pastor Hagin, she's talking about. You're talking about Brother Hagin Sr.?
How he, when he first came there and God told him to start the school, just how faith, how it's all supernatural. And of course, Pastor Hagen and Miss Lynette, and just being there and just being the spirit of faith there, and prayer is, I love prayer school. And
who leads prayer school?
Miss Leanne.
And you're always telling me, oh, we went over here for a prayer meeting, we did this, we did that, you know. And so what are you preparing for in life, Hannah? Do you know yet?
I'm preparing for the second coming of the King.
That's exactly right. And then until then, you've got a guide.
On the inside.
On the inside to lead you day by day. Hannah, I want to talk a little bit about your prayer life. And Hannah doesn't like to, she didn't like me to brag on her, but we're not bragging on her. We're just saying this is available to young people. You don't have to wait until you're 30 right. or 40 or 50. You can start praying, and you can start praying in the Holy Ghost, the kind of prayer that Hannah prayed and that then she interpreted and knew what God wanted her to do. When Hannah was a little girl, we went to a lot of prayer meetings, and we had around us these people. We had we took her to Brother Hagin's meetings. I took her to Kenneth E. Hagin. How old were you when I took you to that New Year's prayer?
9.
You were 9 years old, and it was announced that Brother Hagin was going to have, well, it's right here at New Year's time.
Right.
Brother Hagin was going to be at Rhema Church for New Year's, and he was going to do a special New Year's program. I knew he didn't do that often, so I got my little grandchildren. We have five of them that we call the five Fab Five. They're all pretty near the same age. I'm looking at her brother across over here, Brandon. He's the engineer on our radio team here. And I took Kwaitsi and Shoshi, and I don't think Taylor was there, but I said, I want to take you all because, you see, there is, you want to be around people that have the right kinds of things to give off, the right kind of spirit. So I had these little young grandchildren, and I wanted Brother Hagin to lay hands on them. So I went up and took them up to him after he finished on that New Year's evening. And I said, would you please lay hands on my grandchildren? You were 9?
Yes.
So that means how old were you, Brandon?
11.
And then that's when we finished, and Brother Hagin took a hold of them. I mean, he took a hold of you with power.
Yes.
He got his hands on them, and I don't know, the power was on him. And when he finished, Brandon said, Brother Hagin's buff. That meant strong. And he is. He's strong in the Lord. But, you know, like for your children and your grandchildren right now, you want to take them where the Word of God is taught and the Spirit of God moves. And that happens at Rhema, right?
Yes.
Where the Word of God is taught and the Spirit of God moves. And I know that Tulsa's blessed to have Oral Roberts University as well. I've been out there a lot. Where the Spirit of the Lord, I watch sometimes Brother Rutland. I watch him on television. And they have some of those chapel services, you know, and the Spirit of God is moving. And, of course, we know Dexter Alexander, who's the president of the student body. And lots of good churches around the Tulsa area. We're so I live in Branson, Missouri right now. But there, I'm saying this to you. There are places to take your children. There are places to take your grandchildren. And you want to raise them up in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord. Now, when Hannah was little, a lady worked with me by the name of Betty Oakes. And Betty Oakes was an old-time prayer. And she would take that little girl, Hannah, and she'd fix her hair real pretty, you know, and she loved to fix up little girls. She had only boys. And she would like to, little Kylie, her granddaughter, Kylie, she is the mother of Bob Oakes, my son-in-law. And she is the daughter, Betty Oakes was the daughter of Grandma Elsie Ford. If you'd like to send, we'll send it to you for $1, our book, The Road to Prayer Mountain, and you can see who Grandma Elsie Ford was. She was a great woman of prayer. Well, that prayer came off on her daughter, Betty Oakes, and Betty Oakes prayed it off over on you, Hannah, when you were little. And when Hannah was little, I'm telling you, she'd pray. She'd pray in the Holy Ghost, even give herself to travel. She'd run out there. What was that story about when you rebuked the tornado? Can you remember when that happened?
I remember I was in my room, and I don't know. I think there was supposed to be a tornado, or it was storming. And so I don't even know. I just went to the window and started praying against the tornado, telling it to go back up.
Yeah, and it did. So and her brothers were just, they didn't know what to think of their sister. who was always getting doing these things, you know, right in front of their friends even. But then her brother Jared, when he went to Bible school, and he went to, he's now an associate pastor up at McAlen Hammond's Church in Minnesota. He called me when he very first went to Bible school. He went to Go Ministries Bible School. That's another great place to go up there. He called me and he said, "Mimi, I'm going to have to get Hannah to teach me how to pray." And they had, I remember one time Shelley and I were in, we were in Israel. And we were at the Dead Sea, which meant that we're looking over into Jordan, the country of Jordan. It's on the other side. So I get this email from Hannah, and she said, I don't know how old you were then. She said, it's been about 5 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Mimi, I'm praying for this man named Aman. I'm praying for this man named Aman. I can't get over it. The burden is on me so great. And my brothers are making fun of me." So, because when she gets a burden, when she goes into prayer, I'm telling you, it's not soft and silent. It's usually travail, you know, will come with it. And so I said, "Oh, don't pay any attention to your brothers." I said, "Your mother's brothers used to make fun of her, and now they're preaching the gospel, so don't worry about your brothers." Well, what it turned out to be, and I learned this, she was not praying for a man named Aman. She was praying for Aman Jordan. And there were weapons of mass destruction. These were chemical and biological warfare, and they were stored in canisters. And three trucks had come into Syria and had loaded these up and were headed toward Aman Jordan, a bridge between Israel and Jordan. And I've forgotten where the third one was going to go. They intercepted those trucks. It was some days after Hannah had prayed. And I felt so, I thought, we were there. We were looking over into Jordan. Mm-hmm. She's back here in America. And can you describe anything about that? Do you remember that incident?
I do. I remember praying. I don't remember like the detail. I just remember, I just yielded myself every night before I went to bed just to pray before I went to bed. It was like at 9 o'clock, and I just remember that was just on my heart. I just knew that there was, it was just almost like alert, like there was something going to happen or happening that it was just vital to pray about. So I didn't know
what. So when you give yourself to it, what happens? How does it come? Travel?
Yeah, just travel. Just something in my spirit. I just feel like, just like not a heaviness, but just something that has to be pushed through. It's like the Holy Ghost just coming upon me.
And until it comes into a birth.
Right.
That's kind of how the Bible describes it. And now we're at the first of the year, and we're talking about living your life for God. I want to recommend to you Kenneth Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. We're going to make a special radio price for it. I don't know what that'll be today, but you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. Shalom.